USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Raphael Warnock has pulled ahead of incumbent Senate Kelly Loeffler in one of Georgia's two Senate runoffs on Tuesday, and by late Tuesday night, he was projected the winner. John Ossoff, the Democrat seeking to unseat David Perdue, holds a slender lead and is too close to call at this time. Congress meets today to do a final count of the Electoral College before announcing a winner in the 2020 presidential election. The session should begin at 1 p.m. Eastern on Capitol Hill. The Trump administration announced Tuesday that it has awarded a $3.7 billion grant to help Puerto Rico rebuild water and wastewater treatment plants, pumping stations, and reservoirs damaged by Hurricane Maria more than 3 years ago. The money will come from the Federal Emergency Management Administration. Wisconsin prosecutors on Tuesday cleared police officer Rustin Chesky of criminal charges in the shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin in late August. Blake was armed with a knife and that he had resisted arrest. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Wildcard Weekend in the National Football League kicks off this weekend. USA Radio News' Dan Araki has the lineups.
The matchups are set for the first weekend of the NFL playoffs, with each conference having an additional team participating. Next weekend, we'll see six wildcard games. On Saturday, the Indianapolis Colts will take on the Buffalo Bills. The L.A. Rams head to Seattle to take on the Seahawks, and the Washington football team will host Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On Sunday, the Tennessee Titans welcome the Baltimore Ravens in a rematch from last season's divisional round. The Chicago Bears take on the New Orleans Saints, and the Cleveland Browns will take on the Pittsburgh Steelers in a rematch from their Week 17 game that saw the Browns clinch their first playoff berth in 18 seasons. The Kansas City Chiefs and Green Bay Packers received first-round byes as the top seeds in the AFC and NFC, respectively. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
College football national championship game is Monday. It will have a limited audience and will be played in Miami, Florida. Alabama takes on Ohio State. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The COVID-19 vaccine program has fallen short of projected goals. USA Radio News' Dan Araki explains.
Efforts to distribute and administer coronavirus vaccines have lagged behind initial goals set by the Trump administration. Officials with Operation Warp Speed had wanted to have 20 million Americans receive their first shot by the end of 2020. But according to the CDC, just under 5 million have received their first dose. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb says there's still time to improve the system, but we need to move quickly. He tells CNBC that allowing people to get vaccinated at pharmacies would rapidly increase vaccination numbers.
I think there's still time to improve upon the system. We need to work through the categories of people that we've prioritized for vaccination more quickly, get through these groups more quickly that we've prioritized. And we should have prioritized certain groups. I think we've done the right thing there. But also expand the number of sites that are offering vaccination. I think we need to push more of these vaccines through a retail channel and allow people to go into a pharmacy and get vaccinated, particularly elderly Americans. Most of the demand, a lot of the demand, is among senior citizens. We ought to make these vaccines available to senior citizens and allow some of this supply to reach the demand for the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The coronavirus has infected over 20 million people in the United States and claimed more than 351,000 lives, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. The National Football League has announced their short list of candidates for the Hall of Fame. Included are Jared Allen, Rodney Barber, Torrey Holt, John Lynch, Peyton Manning, Reggie Wayne. The class of 2021 will be revealed Saturday, February 6th. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.